This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're evil Americans concerned about the EU signing secret treaties with the NAU and criminals in our country working with European criminals to overthrow our governments, destroy our free speech, open our borders up, make us pay for everybody. We're being conquered, 21st century warfare. How dare us prove secret meetings are going on? How dare us do our job and force the mainstream media to do it? And how dare Rob Due in Germany, in Dresden, is about to walk up and talk to the police? Rob Due, go ahead and describe what's behind you. You got the police there. Go ahead and go try to talk to them.
All right, so what we're at right now, there's concrete barriers, wrought iron gates, probably 20 to 30 policemen around this area. And it looks like the police are coming down the street now. It might be for some running. I think there's a running event going on. But, Alex, this morning when I was talking to the security and the people behind the counter at the desk, none of them would say Bilderberg. I even asked, I said, is it because of the Bilderberg event? Is that where we're getting kicked out? I don't know, sir. I don't know, sir. I know nothing. I know nothing. So let me ask these two gentlemen. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey. No? Don't want to talk? We can't even ask you a question?
You're not even
human.
Do you
have a PIO, public information officer?
Bilderberg doesn't exist.
No one?
Notice, it doesn't exist still for those folks.
They don't want to talk to us. There's actually a race going on right now in the town of Dresden.
Just like Hillary stealing the delegates doesn't count.
Look at this. These people have no idea what's going on next to them. Just as we were watching tours going by this morning, as a tour would come by, they're locking everything down. I said, hey, do you know what's going on? No, I have no idea. They had no idea what the security was here. Well, it's the Bilderberg meeting. Oh, what's that? You need to go look it up. This is a secret meeting of your leaders who are creating an unelected combine to dictate your future. And you have no say in it, no matter what. These people and you got these people running by during all this madness. It's totally crazy what's going on here in Dresden.
Well, the German people are great folks, and they're really awake, I've noticed. But their governments are really evil, and it's like our government's evil. You know, what happens if America gets in a war like Germany did and tens of millions of us die because we didn't do enough to stop what's coming down? What do you make? I don't know if you've heard this. They admit in even New York Daily News that a secret committee met with the Associated Press on Monday and told them the results of the election via the superdelegates. That's voter news services. That's how they've stolen elections before. But now it's being forced out in the open, and the media is acting like it's normal, dude.
Well, I was looking at the return results, and I think it was Montana, I'm not sure, where Bernie Sanders won the popular vote, and he still got less delegates. So they're just, once again, and I pointed this out three or four times, it's just ridiculous. It's just, at any time he wins a race, and he won by like 8 or 9%. Like, he should have had more, at least three more delegates than Hillary Clinton, but he had one less than she did. So that's how it's going. Bernie supporters, that's what they're doing to you. They're taking your dreams. They're taking basically exactly what happened to the Ron Paul movement, although they had so many people in that race in 2008, 2012. Ron Paul wasn't able to maintain momentum. But here it was just a two-person race. I think if Ron Paul would have been going against, like, Mitt Romney or John McCain, it would have been a totally different story if it had just been one-on-one. But people got to see that's what would have happened to Ron Paul. They would have been stealing delegates. They'd have been stealing the election just by a few percentage points because that's how they manipulate it. But yeah, the fact that they knew what the results were going to be with these superdelegates and people just let it go.
It's open stolen election out in the open. Oh, let's go over here. The cop's talking to these people. He's talking to them like they're human. Run over there. He's going to run off. Walk over there. Watch. He'll run off.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, who's meeting inside? What is this meeting?
So you're going to talk to these guys, but you won't talk to me? You don't want to talk with me. Because I'm an evil American?
Because he's oppressed.
He laughed when I said evil American, so he doesn't think I'm an evil American. You need to look up the Bilderberg.
You do look like the dude, though, from Big Lebowski. Yeah, ask those folks what he said. Ask the old folks.
What's that? What is Bilderberg? Okay, Bilderberg is a meeting of 200 of the most powerful people in Western Europe, Canada, and the United States to get together. Well, so the King of the Netherlands is going to be here. Angela Merkel's ministers are going to be here. There's no, we don't know if the president is coming. But
Obama.
Hillary, well, yeah, Obama's probably not going to come, but Hillary Clinton might. She might show up. She went to a meeting in 2008 when they were going to decide whether it was going to be Obama or Clinton. Mm-hmm. But they meet here. And when you talk to – they won't even say Bilderberg. He won't say Bilderberg. He might have. But the people inside will not say Bilderberg. They're afraid. And so they're having this meeting in secret. And these are Germans, Austrians, Polish. Yeah, it's a secret meeting. They won't talk that – there will be – you notice there's only alternative media here. Tomorrow, they're all going to be coming in.
Oh, this guy's going behind a curtain. Stay there, dude. I'm going to come back to you and Alex Stammen. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Newman is an educator, and he writes for the New American Magazine, and he has dug through Obama's rural communities plan, also the rewilding plan, and then now they have this diversification plan, saying that money and wealth and also scientific know-how is fleeing to the suburbs or the countryside. Absolutely. You want to live in cities where they charge you $5,000 a month for a 250-square-foot apartment? That's the model. You don't get something smaller and then get a value. They screw you. It's how to get all your money. They want 90% tax. That's Agenda 21. That's what the robber barons want. They exempt themselves from the taxes. I have articles here today where McDonald's globally is getting countries to exempt it from taxes. And here's the issue. Everybody else that's in the country, their businesses don't. That's what the New World Order is. They write all these rules and regulations to put us in flypaper, and they're just flying around above us. I mean, and it's not just that. It's criminal laws they exempt themselves from. This is what world government is. So he's got a new article out on it, but there it is, out of the Financial Times of London. Brussels serves up McDonald's secret X changes with Grand Duchy to get tax breaks nobody else in the country gets. To bring in their crap. How about more taxes on your garbage food? That's social engineering, so I don't want that. But I'm saying, instead of you getting always the exemptions and then wondering why the place with the great hamburger next door is $4 more, it's because they've got to pay all the taxes, the Obamacare and the rest of it. So we're going to go to Alex Newman in a moment, his story. UN adopts education plan to indoctrinate children in globalism. That's one article. And then we've got another one. The reason I wanted to get him on is about the situation with the zoning. If you guys can print me that article, where, oh, we're going to not make the countryside racist. That's like, oh, Germany, a town has 102 residents. They bring in 700, quote, Syrians who are really just invading from all over the world into Syria, into Turkey. I mean, it is just mind-blowing. Imagine 700 people in your town of 100, and you're supposed to pay for everything. So we're going to be talking to him while we talk to Rob Dew and crew who are on the ground in Dresden, Germany, and we're just educating Germans who were walking up talking to the police saying, what is this? And they wouldn't tell him. So the man says, yeah, they won't tell us, you know, we're here. What is it? He goes, it's a secret global government conference with world leaders. And the guy's like, what? So let's go back to Rob Dew to put bookends on that and then ride shotgun with us to the bottom of the hour. Dude, this is just getting crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and that older couple, they were totally freaked out by what I told them. I wish we hadn't gone to break. I wish we would have skipped the break right then, because I was sitting there educating him, just going, this is what it is. These are the people. Because I'm like, you know, 200 of the most powerful people. Oh, who are they? Oh, the king of the Netherlands, the head of Google, you know, the editors at Bloomberg and The Economist, and also the Peter Thiel, who's a big investment banker. I just started naming off all these people. That are coming here to basically dictate your future. And then I said, these people are total hypocrites. Inside, in the rooms, we couldn't get our air conditioning to work, okay, for 2 days. Luckily, it's nice. We just opened the windows. They built a giant stage with a plastic frame on top, like a giant tent with its dome looking. And they're pumping in air conditioning into this dome because it's hot, because the sun's hitting it. It's inside the courtyard. You can't see it from here, but we shot a video on it this morning. Called it the location of the Bilderberg foam party found, because it looked like they have these hoses and they're going to like pump in foam at some point and run around and jiggle with each other or something disgusting like that. But they have giant vents and they're pumping in air conditioning into this thing while they're telling you you can't have air conditioning, and people don't get that. And it's really, they're total hypocrites. And the guy's like, yeah, you're right. We'll check it out. And he asked how to spell it. And then him and his wife walked off to enjoy their night. But, you know, they're walking around here. They're wondering what's going on. Why do they have these concrete pylons? Why do they have bomb-sniffing dogs? There's two cars over here with bomb-sniffing dogs that they've been bringing up into the room.
I saw him talking to the cop, and then he came over and said, I don't know what this is, that the cop hadn't told him. Did you get a chance to ask him what the cops told him it was?
No, he was asking him what it was, and they said it was an event. They don't ever say what it is. And it's just like what happened with us inside and talking to the security outside. So they have Bilderberg security, they have the red lanyards, and they're walking around. They said, you got to move your car. And I said, why do we have to move our car? What's going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. Why do I have to move my car? You know, but what's the big deal? So it's just, we're not going to tell you what's going on. Don't say the words Bilder and Berg together, because we'll totally freak out. The staff had a just conniption fit this morning when three other reporters, Luke and Dan Dix and Lauren Southern, stayed in their rooms. They kind of just stayed in their rooms after the noon o'clock hour. So we filmed them coming out, and, you know, they were just, these people were totally freaking out. They don't want to say anything because I guess they're afraid to lose their job, because, you know, once you lose your job anywhere in you know, Europe or the United States, well, you might not find another one, and then you're going to be destitute like those other people out there, you know, the poor and destitute of the world. So your only choice is to submit to these demons that are coming here and want to rule us like gods.
I've got two new articles. Swedish police excuse migrant rape, blame Nordic alcohol culture and ignorance. That's what was being mentioned earlier. That's from Breitbart.com. There's another one. Obama making bid to diversify wealthy neighborhoods. But you read deeper, it is to bring in Agenda 21 in the countryside. And our guest has written an article about that. I want to bring him in about both these issues and tie it all together with Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com. I tell you, Alex, to actually see the shadow government being exposed. This is a huge victory. To see mainstream news have to report they're indeed in there making policy, this is a big victory. But now we've got to go the rest of the way. Give us your take on the leaked agenda that we have exclusively gotten for global taxes. We know that's already on the agenda, but we've confirmed it. Internet taxes to track the web, internet censorship, and do you stay with us and pop in anytime you'd like. But Alex, just amazing to see their agenda coming from this little secret meeting every year, and whatever they want to do from our sources ends up being the new policy just within a few weeks.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And it really is amazing how everything is coming out into the open now. You guys' coverage of Bilderberg has been awesome. I actually met some of your guys in Copenhagen covering Bilderberg a few years ago, and great work you guys are doing, and it's amazing to see how Bilderberg is out in the open now. I did a quick search this morning for news on Bilderberg, and it's in all the big newspapers, so now they're talking about it, it's exposed, and it's thanks to the work of the alternative media, people like you guys, who are really out there doing the job that the media should have been doing, and that you guys have been doing for many years. So it's amazing to see. Keep up the good work, and you know, the agenda is really troubling now that it's coming out, you know, with the global taxes. They've been on this mission for a long time. But now, as people are waking up, now as the agenda comes out into the open, now is the time for humanity to stand up and say, no, we're not going to pay global taxes. No, we're not going to allow you to brainwash our children in government schools with, you know, UN globalism and spirituality. And this is the kind of stuff they're talking about now. So, you know, great work, and let's keep it up, because we can still definitely.
Sure, sure. And I mean, to be clear, I'm not trying to say good work to you, good work to me, or anything. I'm saying we're having success in the war. We're identifying the whole shadow apparatus. They fought so hard to keep it secret because it can't continue on having a secret dictatorial planetary program forever. We're going to have a debate about this.
That's right. And we're now coming at the time when this is going to be out in the open. You know, the tyranny could only be implemented under the radar for so long. Now it's starting to hit home. Now you're getting millions of, third world immigrants coming in under the guise of refugees. Now they're cranking down the screws with the global taxes and the carbon taxes and the shutting down the businesses and diversifying the neighborhoods and putting the globalism into the schools openly. So now that this is out in the open, you know, you really have to be a zombie to not understand what's happening. So now is when, now is crunch time, right? Now we really need to get busy. Now everybody can see what's happening. They can't conceal it anymore. So now is the opportunity, I think.
Exactly. Let's be clear. When they send, these are real stories, a town of 700 Germans, they send 3,000. There's a metric I've noticed. You know, 700 Germans, 3,000 invaders. A town of 102, we send in 700. This is to erase those groups, take them over, and create an enclave that's state-funded where they then start pumping in more refugees. And I've noticed here, it's in the hundreds of thousands. They say it's in the thousands. It's in the hundreds of thousands. Just like Europe said it was in the hundreds of thousands, it was millions. And they are sending them to small towns of a few hundred. They'll send 100 Syrian refugees. They're taking over. They're setting up the breakup of the country. Alex, get into this whole rewilding after the break. Also, how they're trying to, quote, diversify the neighborhoods. What's behind that? But first, Rob Dew, your questions or comments for Alex Newman of the New American Magazine.
Well, I'll just tell it like it is, Alex, that we talked to this guy, Muhammad, who said basically they're given free housing and food, and they're giving them spending money, and they're told they can't do anything else. They have to sit around and do nothing. So you're just
they've got to learn to be wards of the state. They're being fashioned, exactly. And then in a few years they'll become police officers after they've gone through the courses.
Well, either that or they're going to become jihadis because they're sitting around and they don't like the looks they're getting from the German people. They don't like how they're being treated by the people in the area. So they're getting resentment. And so that's just building inside of them. And I could feel it the way he was talking. He's like, they look at me funny. And then when I walked over there to talk to him, he was with a group of five other guys. They all looked at me like they wanted to kill me. They were like, I mean, they were pissed off. And they didn't want to talk to me at all. Only one guy did. And but he gave
me that
perspective.
Of course, he's like, I stay here. Everyone hates me, but it's mine now. Free stuff.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. He wasn't going to leave. So they're going to stay here for the free stuff. But then what's going to happen after that? What's going to happen after 1 year or 2 years that he's inside Germany and getting nothing or getting all this stuff,
right,
but not having to do anything for it?
Rob Dew, stay there. I want to come back.
A system of babies.
Absolutely. Rob Dew in Germany. We're talking to Alex Newman here in the U.S. I'm in the U.S. Alex, going out to break in 1 minute. What comes next after this? I mean, how does the political class think they're going to get away with this?
But, you know, it's funny. You guys are at Bilderberg right now. They told us. Peter Sutherland, the Goldman Sachs guy, member of the Bilderberg Steering Committee for quite some time. Now he's the UN czar for mass migration. And he told us what's going on here. He said, we have to get rid of these old shibboleths, this national sovereignty, these borders. We're all just one big human family. So that's the plan. That's what they think they're going to do. They're going to flood the countries with people who have no conception of Western civilization because Western civilization is not compatible with globalism. And, you know, that's the agenda.
Now, I'm going to get Josh Owens on here in a moment and then get Paul Watson to pop back in with his take from Dresden, our three reporters there. But I don't see their whole project going too well, Alex Newman. I mean, if it's criminal, if it's illegitimate, if the EU never got voted on for these countries to join it, once the public learns about that, the numbers in the polls, like the British exit, the Brexit, only turns against the New World Order. I mean, aren't they in crisis? They always wanted to organize financial crisis in their own documents to bring in more globalism, more centralization, more power, more scarcity, so we're poor with their thumb on us. But instead, people now know it's the globalist authoring this, whether it's Latin America or Europe or Africa or Asia. People are on fire with this awakening.
It's true. And, you know, we need to be there and keep providing the tools and the education that people need. But you're right. This is out in the open now. They're telling us what they're doing. And so now we have a role to come in and say, hey, we've been looking at this for years, for decades. This is what's going on. This is how we need to fight it and get involved with us. Do you want your country destroyed? Do you want your liberty taken away? Do you want your children brainwashed? And the answer for a regular person is absolutely not. So now, you know, we've been in this fight for so long. Now it's time for people all over the world to see what's going on and wake up and put a stop to it.
Absolutely. We're about to go to Josh Owens here. Again, this is the future of media. This is teleprompter free. This is unscripted. This is reality based. Just analysis of common sense history. And let's go to Josh Owens. Josh, just watching this unfold, being in Germany now 3 days, what is it like to actually witness this for yourself? I mean, you've seen a lot in your years here at InfoWars.
Yeah, well, just seeing the firsthand perspective is pretty unbelievable. I was expecting it when we came here. I was expecting to get some confrontations with people. I was expecting some people to be unhappy, especially that we were filming them, because apparently that's the worst thing in the world. But to actually see it in person, and you're right, I've seen a lot of things. We've been at Bundy Ranch. We were threatened at the NSA. Countless things. Ferguson. So it's not like the U.S. is exempt, and we see the things happening in the U.S. now. But when you're out at these migrant camps and all you're doing is talking to someone, and this whole group of self-appointed blue shirt security guys come and run towards you and start screaming at you.
And by the way, their body language was very, very aggressive and intimidating.
Absolutely, and that's the thing about being here in person. It doesn't convey always in video. And like I said a couple days ago on the show, I wish that I had unplugged Dew's mic so you could hear the guy that was beside me, because he was threatening me, telling me that he was going to delete the footage. I mean, this guy acted like he had more power than the thugs at the NSA when they screamed at us. It's completely ridiculous. These people are entitled. They think that they have the right to threaten people.
You're at the gate to their immigrant facility. They're the last wave of illegals that the government's put in charge. And, you know, you got a right to defend yourself when one puts their hands on you. Sure, they hit a big, strong right hook right in the side of the head.
Exactly. We were on a public street. We're on a public street, and we had this city official come up and say, well, we just don't want them to feel threatened. We don't want them to feel harassed. But it's okay if they go in train stations and rape women and sell drugs. Yeah, it's okay if they do that and come to our countries and do that.
Because it's about the government breaking the Germans, who already pay the most taxes in the world and keep living under it and at the highest production rates in the world. And it's not enough. The government taught them not to have kids and die. But even as it strangles them and uses them to take over the world, and they bring in their replacements that are literally wear diapers, I mean, this is what we're talking about. You're supposed to just bow down to them as you're being strangled.
Exactly, and that's what's going to happen in this building back here. You're going to have politicians, policymakers, big businesses. That's what they're going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about how to continue this migrant invasion, how to carry it over to the U.S. because Europe is collapsing with the migrants everywhere flooding the streets. Right now we're in Dresden, so it's not as bad here. It's more of a conservative area. But in Munich, in Cologne, we see the news stories. We see the women getting raped by groups of people. We see people getting beaten in the streets. It's not we can't debate it because we see that it's happening. People see, we live in a time period now where all people have to do is hold this up and film what's going on. And so we see it firsthand. We might not be there, but we see what's happening, and it's
that's right. And you're there documenting it, and people can get your video reports unfiltered right there at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights, and of course here with InfoWars Live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to come back to Watson briefly here at the end of the break, but I want to go back to Alex Newman now for the balance of the time, but try to get Watson set up here in a few minutes to pop in with some final comments. Going back to Alex Newman of New American Magazine, let's get into their agenda. Let's get into this movement you've written about where they're going to spend tens of billions a year, and they're billing it as making the suburbs not be racist or rich neighborhoods not be racist. But when you really read, it's about setting up federal nodes in the rural areas.
It is. You know, I think there's a few components to this agenda. One of the key ones is essentially ignoring state borders, ignoring local government, city government, county government, usurping control of those and turning it into just an apparatus of the federal government. And that's what's happening here. They're using these multi-billion dollar slush funds. They have these huge pots of money that the GOP Congress keeps handing over to the Obama administration. And what they do is they say, all right, you local governments, you guys are taking money from us, so now you need to submit to our regulations.
Oh, I forgot. That's your other article yesterday. That's right. The GOP even has given Obama more money than he wanted for this. So they're helping run the whole thing to pay to bring immigrants, illegals, poor people, prisoners, criminals into these 10-story buildings they're building outside Austin and other areas I forget the town. Elgin. And then they admit it's Agenda 21 UN, and they just bring in prisoners and criminals and people right into the middle of your little town and just take over. Sorry.
That's right, and that's exactly what they have planned. They're collecting all this data. They're going to look at the racial makeup, the income makeup of every neighborhood, every town, every zip code, and if there's not enough of certain race in this community, they're going to move some in. If there's not enough poor people in this wealthy middle-class community, we're going to build some housing projects there. We're going to have to rezone everything to conform with these international standards that are coming down the pike. And, it's very clear that this is not just a national agenda. This is not just the Obama administration. This is the implementation of international agreements, many of which, of course, the Senate has not even ratified. But, it's out in the open now. It's in your face. They are implementing these international agreements, Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. Now they have the UN Agenda 2030, where they're basically going to just come out in the open with the global governance. They're going to take over education. They want health care. They want, housing policy. They want the oceans. They want natural resources. They want national income redistribution. They want international wealth redistribution. They want common ownership of all resources. And this is all right in the document. Go to any search engine, type in Agenda 2030, look it up. It's right there. And now we see that this is what the Obama administration is implementing here.
They're now going into the next phase. Spend a minute on Agenda 2030, the next phase of the Rio plan.
Sure. There's 17 goals in this Agenda 2030, and there's something like 169, sub-goals, specific targets that they want to achieve. And I really cannot emphasize enough. People need to go out there and read this. They're just telling you flat out, we're going to build a global government. It's going to redistribute your wealth. And of course, they say we're going to redistribute wealth. They're not talking about the multi-billionaires that are kind of behind the scenes pulling the strings here. They're talking about you, right? Middle class.
That's right. You're going to pay for it. Alex, we got to get you up for a full hour in the near future to go through the documents, to go through each section of this and really educate people with an emergency warning. But our reporters are, again, on the ground with the people that created this whole plan, our meeting. Thank you so much, Alex Newman. Great job. Now, going back to Paul Joseph Watson in Dresden, we got 2 minutes to break. Paul, just looking at this plan to resettle the whole world with different groups of people controlled by the globalists, what do you make of this?
Well, it's all about turning everything upside down and creating it from anew. I mean, that's the last passage of the Communist Manifesto. They have to break everything down, whether it's good or bad, to build it up again. So that's what they're doing with the migrant issue. There's another tidbit, which is a journalist who is attending Bilderberg, Megan McArdle, who is a mainstream media journalist. Again, I messaged her on Twitter last night and said, you're a mainstream media journalist. This is the biggest scoop you could possibly have in your entire career. You're meeting with 120 of the most influential people on the planet. Are you going to report on it? This was her response. Oh, splendid. The anti-Semites have discovered me. So she just basically screamed, you're racist, simply for even asking about...
That's all they got. She's meeting with royalty, world leaders, people that control trillions, and you're just a reporter that reaches millions of people a day. You say it's on Drudge Report, all over the news. You've been on CBS TV, all of it. And she just says, yeah, you're anti-Semitic.
You're racist just for asking the question. Then there's an NBC foreign affairs correspondent who is also attending, who I tweeted out last night. He's going to be here. He's not going to report on it. This could potentially make some of these journalists' careers. They're going to stay absolutely silent.
They're being brought in to prove that they'll be managers later. They're not there to be journalists. They're there to learn the conspiracy and show they'll keep their mouth shut. Great job, Paul. Big reports being filed as we speak at InfoWars.com. You are kicking butt. Amazing. This is true journalism. We'll be back with Roger Stone with what he called deep intrigue when I talked to him at 2:15 a.m.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
It is unprecedented.
For a long time.
Bernie Sanders won.
For a long time.
More states and more delegates than Hillary, but the superdelegates just met the Associated Press the day before the California primary and these other five states and just decided to give it all to Hillary. And even the New York Daily News, extremely liberal, came out and said, this is election fraud. This has been stolen. The Republicans tried to do this with Trump, but had to back down, at least so far. They tried to sell the idea, of course your vote doesn't count, but with Hillary, it's worked. But now they're saying the Bernie people are terrorists and are evil, and the Associated Press is warning their reporters to look out for the Bernie people. Because the AP up at the top, with Voter News Services under a new name, runs the show, so they've got to be watched very closely in the general election going up against Trump. They're now selling the idea that he's going to lose and lose big time so that when they steal the election, we accept it. But Roger Stone and I and many others understood what was happening a year ago and began to beat the drum that they'd try to steal it with the broker convention. People said that would never happen. They tried it. They've backed off. You have to first admit something's happening, like there's Bilderberg meeting. Oh, nothing like that exists. I had the New York Times 8 years ago say that it didn't exist and that I was in Virginia and that I was mentally ill and was schizophrenic and that I wasn't being followed by black sedans and wasn't thrown out of the hotel, even though it was all on tape. 8 years later, they got to admit it's real. They still say we're crazy for covering it. I want to play a short clip and then go to Roger Stone, who wasn't even scheduled today, but I saw a late-night tweet from like 2 in the morning. I was up, hit him back, and said, yeah. And he said, well, there's a lot of intrigue. And so, yes, I'll pop in. He's going to pop in for just like 10 minutes. But first, I've got to start getting to these Donald Trump clips. Trump blasts Hillary and rigged system. This is how he'll defeat him. Exposing they plan to steal it now is the only way, folks. He's going to destroy her in the debates, you name it, in my view. We'll ask Stone. We haven't talked yet. I don't know if he thinks my view's accurate, but we'll talk to him in a moment and get the, quote, heavy intrigue in New Yorker, what the big news is. I don't know yet either. But first, let's go to the short clip.
There's one thing we all have learned. We can't fix the rigged system by relying on and I mean this so, so strongly, on the very people who rigged it. And they rigged it. And do not ever think anything differently. We can't solve our problems by counting on the politicians who created our problems. The Clintons have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. Hundreds of millions of dollars selling access, selling favors, selling government contracts, and I mean hundreds of millions of dollars. Secretary Clinton even did all of the work on a totally illegal private server, something that how she's getting away with this, folks, nobody understands. Designed to keep her corrupt dealings out of the public record, putting the security of the entire country at risk, and a president in a corrupt system is totally protecting her. Not right. I am going to give a major speech on probably Monday of next week, and we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place with the Clintons. I think you're going to find it very informative and very, very
interesting. They're creating a master dossier. I know that's separate from Stone. From the Inquirer and Larry Nichols. And others.
I wonder if the press will want to attend. Who knows?
I love this guy. He's
Hillary
for real.
Clinton turned the State Department into a private hedge fund. The Russians, the Saudis, the Chinese all gave money to Bill and Hillary and got favorable treatment in return. It's a sad day in America when foreign governments with deep pockets have more influence in our own country than our great citizens.
This man did this as he won the historic primaries and got more votes than any Republican ever has. This is unprecedented. Believe me, he would not be working for them as a shill and saying this because this damage to them is irrevocable. He is risking his life, and I have never seen gigantic elephant huevos anywhere near this size by somebody at this level. This is true manliness. Even though he's not perfect, I don't care. I'm all in for Donald Trump. I admire this guy. I tentatively started supporting him a year ago because I knew Hillary was pure evil. I'm so proud I made the right choice. My gut said do it. Don't just sit back and, oh, both are bad and, you know, act like I'm all high and mighty. I am all in. But I'm telling you, folks, it is a death battle. This is so hardcore. Roger Stone, the latest, just bang, bam, bam. I got a lot to talk about. What to expect next, where we're going, what the real numbers are. The Sanders people, they just got robbed. They admit that. Even a lot of liberal media is admitting it. How does Trump reach out and say, look, they're trying to steal it from me and him. Come to the guy the establishment hates, Goldman Sachs, the big money. They're all against me. Don't be idiots. Hillary's a fascist warmonger. Roger Stone, what do we do?
Well, first of all, Alex, pardon me if I have kind of a Cheshire grin over that performance by Trump, but I'm really happy because he's back on offense. He is breaking through because the mainstream media coverage, even of the Clinton financial crimes, has been inadequate, with the one exception of the New York Times, which has been exceptional. The mainstream media has been disinterested in the biggest two thieves since Bonnie and Clyde. And Trump is going to lay this out chapter and verse for the American people. It is one of Hillary's greatest vulnerabilities. It also goes beyond just greed, and that's the issue. I think that's the key word, the epic greed of the Clintons. They've also put our national interests at risk, selling nuclear secrets, or pardon me, military secrets,
delivery systems
to the Chinese through Loral, in this case trading millions of dollars with the Russians and the Chinese and the Saudis, as Trump said. So I was very glad to see Trump pivot. I think Trump University is behind us. Now, even that is an outrage, because I now know more than the last time I was with you, Alex. Laureate Education is a multi-billion-dollar Wall Street scam in which Bill took $16 million in fees. We don't know what he took in stock options because it's never been disclosed. And shortly thereafter, Hillary laid $150 million in federal money on Laureate Education, a failing chain of schools.
Sure, sure. I mean, their program is to be totally criminal to a level where they're interconnected so they can never go down. And Skype just went down, so that's why I'm interrupting here. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just so over the top. Our audience knows about all this corruption, though. And then we now know what I said weeks ago has been confirmed. The judge is connected to all these La Raza groups, heads some of them up. The media thinks you're so dumb. They go, oh, the La Raza Lawyer Guild has no connection to La Raza. It runs it. It created it. And again, hey, white supremacists want to be in those groups. Mexican supremacists want to be in these groups. The white supremacists think their group's good, too. People in La Raza think they're good. Folks have to stand up against this. We're going to get Scott reconnected. We're getting back on phone. You want to go? His number right here. We can just call him right now. And I know, if you don't have to even pull it out of the computer, we can just do it that way. But I want to talk about exactly. I know Stone's been advising Trump to be more aggressive. I know Trump's creating dossiers. That's what Nichols wanted to talk about yesterday. He's talking to him. They're vetting everything to really go whole hog against the Clintons. And I would go after him on Fast and Furious because they act like she's not involved in that. She ran that out of the State Department. And that's what Fast and Furious really was arms to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And that's how Benghazi and Fast and Furious, with the Mexican gun running from the U.S. into Mexico, that's how they connect, because the gun running was only a cover to blame the Second Amendment, but that was an overall cover for a larger mission that was to get guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which is anything the globalists do always has these multi-facets. I'll call him. We've got Stone is back on phone. Okay, we have him back. Roger, good to have you back with us, my friend. Go ahead.
So, Alex, I would confess to be exhausted. As you know, I got to New York earlier this week. So I really think that that this new initiative by Trump puts him on offense, because this race is not about Donald Trump. He hasn't been running the country for 30 years, and he hasn't been running it as a continuation. So this is a referendum on Hillary. It must be. There are two, I think, cornerstones in this fight, two books that every American needs to read. One is Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer, which is a masterpiece showing how the Clintons are epically greedy and how they have gamed the system to line their pockets. And then, of course, there is the Clintons' War on Women, which outlines Hillary's epic abuse of Bill's sexual assault victim.
And that's your book available at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just digress with my questions, because I know you're way above me politically in understanding all this, but from a lay perspective, I have New York Daily News, Politico, and others admitting that Hillary stole this from Sanders and he was the real guy and the superdelegates robbed him. Don't we make a big deal out of that and reach out to the third of the Sanders people that you talked about who aren't total communist idiots and say, come on, go for Trump? Isn't that the big drive? If Trump came out and said, hey, Sanders got robbed, they're trying to rob me, go with me?
He actually said it last night. I think the exact quote is, to those Bernie Sanders systems who believe the nomination was rigged by superdelegates, we welcome you with open arms. Now, he said this right after he made the point that both he and Sanders oppose the globalist trade deals like NAFTA and TPP that have destroyed the American job market. And we know that he and Bernie Sanders are both non-interventionists, not neocons, as Hillary Clinton is. So I think there's a real opportunity there. That is why the Soros crowd is trying to smear Trump as a bigot and a racist, because those left-leaning votes will go to Trump if they don't disqualify Trump by smearing him.
Man, I just hope some of the liberals aren't idiots. I mean, how obvious is this, that the whole power structure hates Trump?
Well, look, there was a lot of piling on last week, because we got sidetracked in the ridiculousness of the Trump University case. This is a political case. This is a peanut compared to the multi-million dollar theft in the for-profit education.
And so Trump only took the bait, and then he debated that instead of ignoring it and moving on. Even though he's right about the judge, it's a side trail.
He's right about the entire thing, but I am of the theory that anytime Trump is not talking about Hillary Clinton's failed record for abuse of women or her corruption or her incompetence or her lying, and that he isn't talking about trade and immigration and our ridiculous fiscal situation and our broken...
I totally agree. So let me try to influence Trump right now, because I know, I mean, obviously he has his people out there watching talk to him. My listeners talk to him. You talk to him. I've talked to him before here on air. What about the fact that I see him talk about Benghazi, but not Fast and Furious? She ran that through the State Department. That was really gun running to Mexico. This has been proven now. Judicial Watch proved it. We had it before it was even in Judicial Watch. And guns are being sent to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I think you should tie Benghazi and that together, and then she's done. Once you tie it to that, that ties the guns in, her coming after the guns, with giving guns to Al-Qaeda. She sent guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS while trying to get our guns. I mean, boom. I think that's a great idea.
Well, I agree with Alex. It's only June, and we have a long campaign ahead of us. It's not like there is a lack of material when it comes to the incompetence or the treachery of the Clintons. These issues will be spelled out one by one.
Sure. Let's talk about some private stuff. What a tiger you are. I was there when, you know, you got the word that your mom wasn't probably going to make it, was about to go on morphine, and you said, this will be the last time I probably talked to her. You went and talked to her, and then sure enough, you were right about that. And here you are still fighting hard. It's funny, we usually wear suits or sports jackets. I'm wearing a blue shirt. You're wearing a blue shirt today when you were on the show on Skype. So I guess you're kind of in battle mode, but kind of relaxing a little bit. So I know you've been through a lot, my friend.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Alex, and everybody there at InfoWars for the beautiful flowers you sent in honor of my mother.
You bet.
You know, if you knew Olivia Soprano, you knew my mother. Tough, Sicilian, opinionated, determined, a patriot, and the saddest thing about her passing is it will be one less vote for Donald Trump. So we miss her, but she went down fighting, and I thank the literally thousands of people from InfoWars or from Twitter or from Facebook who sent me their condolences. It has meant a great deal to Mrs. Stone and I.
So, sure, and you didn't really make it public. I kind of did without your permission, so I'm sorry that was a problem. But I just want to talk about behind the scenes. You know, you're talking to your mom for the last time and then coming in here and, you know, doing those interviews on Saturday.
Well, the truth is, Alex, when I'm writing, I don't wear a suit. I know a lot of people think I wear a suit to bed, that I wear a suit every day. But now I am working on a number of issue memos. I've written a terrific piece on Huma Abedin for Breitbart, which will be posted momentarily.
Oh, Hillary's girlfriend?
Well, I'm more concerned about the fact that...
The Muslim connection?
Yes, she's seen all of the...
Yeah, I don't care if Hillary's got two or three girlfriends. The issue is this woman works for Iran, basically, right?
Well, I think she works for the Saudis. And one of the things that I learned was that prior to her either hooking up with the Clintons, she buys a very expensive home in the Washington suburbs, and the handbags that she's carrying go for about $1,500 a piece. Her parents are academics. She has an enormous amount of money, which is a trademark of a spy, interestingly enough. She edits radical Muslim journals in college. Her family is tied to groups that are tied to bin Laden. I lay it all out for Breitbart. Now, the last person to do this was a reporter at Vanity Fair. And of course, he was savagely attacked by Media Matters for America. I found the Media Matters for America piece on Huma. 22 lies, falsehoods, complete obfuscations of the truth. So I think it should be untruthful this matters for the folks over at MMFA.
Sure, I knew she was connected to the Saudis, but also to the Iranians. I mean, this lady just off the chart. I mean, as a spy. I mean, the evidence pointing towards it. And then Hillary accidentally for years with this server saying put secret stuff. She knows everything she's doing is being watched. It sounds to me like it's instead of dropping the package under the park seat to the Russians or the Chinese or everybody, she just does it openly on the damn server and then gets money in her foundation.
The biggest problem, though, is that, or one of the most notable things, is that Homa is the only person in the State Department to receive a special waiver that allowed her to not only get a full-time salary at State at the highest level, but also to be paid by Teneo Strategies, the same place where Ed Rollins, who claims he's running a pro-Trump super PAC, works, at a Clinton-connected lobbying entity, while she's triple-dipping at the Clinton Foundation. At the same time, she and Cheryl Mills are the two women who go through all of Hillary's emails and decide what we can see and what we can't see. Now, since we know that there's classified and top secret information in the emails, Homa, who's most likely a spy for a foreign government, has had full access to all that classified material. As an American, I find that troubling.
Well, I'm just speechless at this point, Roger Stone. How is the power elite? I know there's different elites and different combines, but they all meet, you know, like the mafia, and decide which way to go, and sometimes have wars if they don't. How do the Clintons just get away with anything and everything, and so flagrant? She looks completely insane on television. She has more baggage than a baggage train, more skeletons than the biggest mausoleum on the earth, than the catacombs of Rome. I mean, I just don't get it. They're going to really put this woman in for 4 to 8 years who literally beats up men and chews the carpet? She's so hateful. I mean, she looks like she's about to die. I mean, what is the elite thinking? What does she have on them?
Well, I think that they are, they unfortunately are trapped in the past. It was definitely much easier to conceal their crimes and what they were really like as people when we only had 3 television networks and a handful of national newspapers, the good old 80s. So if the Washington Post caught on to their corruption or heard from a Secret Service agent that Hillary had thrown a marble ashtray at Bill and grazed his cheek, that story could be suppressed. Today, those stories can't be suppressed. And I just don't think the Clintons understood that we are now going to re-adjudicate all of their greatest hits, Travelgate, Vince Foster, Filegate, the Mark Rich pardons, Monica Lewinsky.
Fast and Furious, Obamacare was her brainchild. Everything is her, everything, this woman squatting on us.
Libya, Benghazi, but the overthrow of Gaddafi and the fact that women in Libya have been put back 200 years.
Sure. You're here covering topics and info. You know my audience is one of the most informed out there, but they love hearing the facts to be able to tell others. But they know it. What about a little bit of, not inside baseball, but Trump looks totally energized. The courage he's got, he's super smart. The gloves are off. There's bare knuckles on now. I know you are in New York. I mean, this is just an amazing time. What else can you tell us just about this phenomenon and where it's going and other tidbits?
Well, as we've discussed on the show a number of times, Trump used a communications-based strategy to win the nomination, and it turned out to be brilliant. The campaign is now struggling to build the kind of organization, guerrilla as it may be, to contend. But we are late in some areas. For example, coalition building. Greeks for Trump, dentists for Trump, lawyers for Trump, airline pilots for Trump, Irish Americans for Trump, evangelical Christians. Latinos for Trump. These groups, there's so much grassroots enthusiasm. In many cases, when activists just couldn't wait for the campaign anymore to name a coordinator and put it together, they've gone out to do it themselves. There is a very broad-reaching Women for Trump organization in the works. So we are getting the grassroots late, when I say we, the Trump supporters. But I think the campaign is making strides finally to get organized.
Sure. What a tragedy to have Hillary supposedly representing the ascension of women. I mean, what a joke. This is horrible. I wouldn't want her representing me.
Yeah, as I said the other day, glass ceiling my ass. This woman is privileged. She is abusive. She is a domestic violator. She is
she's been running the country pretty much for 20 years. We've been living under her policies.
But she lectures us about domestic violence. She lectures us against violence against women and rape when she's a domestic a violator, when she has
hit,
punched, scratched, and thrown things at Bill and multiple Secret Service agents. Not
sure,
one.
It's all coming out. So let me ask you this. It's too quick. I just want to let you go, and I appreciate your time. Can you get into any of the intrigue in New York, or is that all inside campaign stuff?
Well, what I refer to is the many moving pieces it takes for a monolith like this to shift. And Trump moved off of the Trump University issue and on to this offensive issue at key time. Alex, I have to go, so I appreciate being with you.
Thank you. Roger Stone, Roger Stone at StoneZone.com. Talk to you soon. Yeah, he's only supposed to be on for like 10 minutes. You hear the next call coming in. I tell you, that guy is a maniac. He works like 18 hours a day. No wonder he's been out there for so long. And he's been a pretty big insider, but for 15 years he's been exposing the New World Order. And I like Roger Stone. He's a friend of mine now. I really like him. You know, I'm kind of bored hanging out with most people. You know what I mean? I don't go to all parties or even Hollywood stuff's boring. But characters like Roger Stone, that's interesting. Wow. We've got a bunch of other guests coming up and a bunch of news and a bunch of Donald Trump clips I haven't gotten to. They just get better and better. But before I tell you what's coming up next, our reporters obviously that witnessed what happened out in California and more. Just briefly, Hillary for President shirts. We had one variant that also helps fund the whole show, so it's a win-win, that I said was going to be a collector's item, and it was. So we stopped making that one and made some changes to it because it was so popular. When this new variant sells out, we have a limited amount. It's a 4.9 star review, men and women style shirt, unisex. We will come out with a new version that is pretty much the same, just has on the right arm, Infowars.com. So when this sells out, it's gone. I've told the crew we're not making this anymore. A new design is coming out that's pretty much the same. It just says Infowars.com on the right shoulder in red. And on the back, it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com in white. I'm going to have that changed to white. And on the arm, it's going to be red. And that is the rest of the story. If you want to support the broadcast and get a great shirt to meet like-minded people and go to different rallies and stuff, this is the shirt. I'm wearing it today. Infowarsstore.com. This version says Hillary for President 2016 till the end of time. You can also call toll-free if you'd like the shirt to give it to your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your boss, your crew, your coworkers, your neighbors. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And Ancient Defense is back in stock, a great product that we have. And also Living Defense, and that's something we've been out of for almost 5-6 months. We only had it in once. It's got so many ingredients, and they have the highest quality. They have it tested totally clean and pure. We just can't make stuff sometimes. Really, at the highest standard, that's how this works. The planet's so contaminated. It's so expensive to test these, but it should be like $80. It's $34.95. Oh, I forgot to add, it's a discount. It's a huge bottle. In fact, I asked them to bring me a bottle earlier. Somebody bring me a bottle so I can wave it around, maybe. Yeah, well, c'est la vie, whatever. Again, I'm like in Hitler's bunker here. Great crew, there's not enough people. So Living Defense, available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Takes you right to the subpage. It is a big bottle with a whole bunch of caplets in it. And I just want to encourage everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And bottom line, this will kick out the parasites, you name it. It's so good for you. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose. And, of course, you can cut to me here. I'm with the Wide Shopper TV viewers. It has 120 capsules. They're horse pills. Dietary supplement. It's in powder form for better absorption. And it's to knock out harmful organisms. Harmful organism cleansing. And it is just an amazing product. I never knew it would be our per capita bestseller. We only had it in once, sold out in 2 days, and now it's back. And I just really tried to ramp up production, but who knows? Bottom line, support the broadcast, support your own health, knock out those bad guys. We got, you know, Hillary is the parasite, George Soros, but those are the big giant ones. Well, we also had the little teensy weensy little baby ones, you know, in there having a good time. And all other organisms, you know, deer go up, eat certain plants that help them get detoxified. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com.